So we come to you and we worship and we join our brothers in singing praise to you and singing praise to our King and our glorious Lord. So God, lead us to that place which is close to you, past the outer courts and into that Holy of Holies, where we sit and we dine and we stay at the feet of our King. We bow and say we worship you, our mighty and wonderful King. We thank you. As you all stand.
Together, wonderful to hear. is your unfailing love, unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One, my unfailing love, unfailing love.
God, indeed, you are our unfailing love. Not the kind of love which is superficial or passing, but you have a love that is constant and enduring, that is committed to us, Lord, even when we are so weak and so unfaithful, you remain faithful to us. God, how glorious and how wonderful it is to be known as your children, to be saved by your grace. And then on top of that, you give us your royal robes, your crown, and you clothe us, and you put shoes on us to make us ready for your word. Lord, we who are ruins and broken people, that you would have such grace and love to redeem us, to restore us, to call us as your ambassadors of your love to this broken world around us. God, we are in awe. God, we are in awe of you. God, we are in awe of you.
So let the ruins come alive in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes. God, forever you reign, and my soul will find refuge in the shadows of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever you'll sing. When the mountains hail, and the tempest roars, you are falls, still my soul will soar on your mercy. And I'll walk through the fire, and I'll walk through the fire, with my head lifted up and my spirit high in your story. I look to you. Thank you.
Truths, but there is only one truth, and that is in you. There is only one God, and that is you. We find our hope and our life and our salvation. You are almighty. We thank you. Hallelujah. In your son's precious name. Amen. Please have a seat. If you've got kids, as Ben was speaking, I was really convicted and challenged by what you said about, people ask you today, why don't we have a competition between us and God? And then as Ben went on and he was talking about that fire in our hearts, I realized actually God has already, completely destroyed that competition because he set the fire in all of our lives. And that every day, actually, we are put into this competition where people around us ask us and say, prove your God to us, prove that Jesus is real. And we've been given the Holy Spirit, which sets a fire in our life that says, actually, I have proof, and the proof is seen in my life, in the testimony, in the truth of Jesus Christ in my life. And that truth alone is the kind of thing which is that fire that sets us apart, that sets us alive. For us as believers, it's waking up every morning and realizing, I have this fire in my heart. God, I want more of you. Should we come and we'll have a little bit more time to worship? And during this time of worship, just respond to God as you will. If you'd like to receive prayer, there'll be someone up in the front to pray for you. If you want to lift your hands or kneel or just spend some time writing something, do that now and just spend this time with God to search him. So we sing.
Set the fire down in my heart, brings me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set the fire down in my heart, brings me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my heart, brings me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my heart, brings me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you, Lord. I want more, set a fire in my soul. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more, set a fire in my heart. Set a fire down in my heart. Bring me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my heart. Brings me to life, sets me apart. I want more of you. I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, here in your love, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be,
place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. Let that be your prayer to Him now. Set a fire in our soul, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. 'Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you. One more time. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Indeed, God, set that fire in our heart that we are set apart for you. God, set that fire in our soul that we can't contain who you are. Let's just spend a moment just in stillness before the Lord. Let that prayer echo out. As you think about your workplaces and your homes, your families, and stop and think, God, am I set apart for you here? Am I set apart for you among my coworkers, among my fellow classmates, in front of my clients or my employees? Am I set apart for you in front of my brothers and my sisters? Am I set apart for you to my children, to my spouse? If you know that that fire is dwindling or weak, then ask God to set that fire ablaze. Spirit break out, Spirit come down. To show to the world that Jesus lives, that you are the true God. When Elijah was standing before that altar and he poured all that water out, I imagine that that's us, that water, that stuff that tries to put out the fire of God. And when we pour out our lives, sometimes it seems so exhausting and that it would douse out the flame of Christ. But it's in that pouring out that we are that offering, that we say, God, we pour out all that we have, all our impurities, all our weaknesses, all our shame, all our guilt. And we say, God, might you sacrifice, might your sacrifice, Jesus, overwhelm and take all that sin away. We thank you, God, because you are real and you are true and you are powerful. Who is there like you? As you continue to worship, if you know that you need that word, that prayer, that encouragement, I invite you to come to the front and just ask either Matt or Isabel just to pray for you, to let the Spirit come alive again in your life, that we march not as ineffective, limping prophets of Baal, but we march in front of the true and living God. We thank you. We trust you, Lord. Who is there like you? Sing.
Here I am once again. pour out my heart, for I know that you, every cry you are listening. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer with words that are true and the hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring a freedom to all that's within the safety of this place. Longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you. Pour out my heart, say that I need you. Pour out my heart, say that I'm thankful. Pour out my heart, say that you're wonderful. Oh, that you're wonderful.
Shall we all stand?
Here I am once again. I will pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry you are listening. No matter what state my heart is, you are faithful to answer words that are true and the hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring a freedom to all that's within the safety of this place. I'm longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you. Pour out my heart, say safety of this place,
in the safety,
in the safety of this place, in the safety.
deep. We thank you so much. God, we need you. We love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only son to make a wreck his treasure. How deep?
How deep the Father's love for us? How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure? How great the pain of searing love. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
The man.
Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders, ashamed I hid my mocking voice, call out among the scars. My sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me back. I know that it is I will not boast in anything. No grace, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection. God, had paid my ransom. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the you took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today in heaven and earth. you're the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration.
I really want to worship you.
I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have won my heart and I have you forever and ever. I will love you. You're the only one who died for me. Give your life to set me. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. At the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest praise. What can separate me now?
At the cross.
So at the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love.
Surrounding me,
surrounding me. In every season, I know you love me. Oh, I know you love me. So I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome, you have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest praise. What can separate me now?
You go before me.
You go before me, you shield my way, and your hand upholds me, and I know you love me. Oh, I know you love me. I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest praise. What can separate me?
You tore the veil.
You tore the veil.
You made a way
when you said.
earth fades.
And when they heard, the face falls from my eyes, falls from my eyes.
And I stand before you.
And you stand before me. I know you love me. Oh, I know you love me.
And at the cross.
So at the cross I will bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome. Come the great. Your glory fills the highest hills. What can separate me now?
Lord, indeed, we stand at your cross, where we find forgiveness, purpose, hope, meaning. Lord, right now, set your fire in all our hearts, that we are driven by your love and your grace to be the greatest ambassadors of your most radical love the world has ever seen. That we would sacrifice and give and share to those who are in need. That we are not a congregation who stands on the sidelines, but we live your love radically, daily for you. We thank you. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please have a seat.